are back with our guest today, Clint Richardson, and we're talking about, a lot of really very, very important things that are really not based on science, but based on what people view as science. But if you really look at the way that our bodies are put together with neuropeptides and neurotransmitters and the other things that make up our brain and our immune system, which most people don't read about, then you would gain some sort of appreciation for what your body can and cannot do, and understand that what has been done is, well, it's kind of deliberate, and the timing too. We think, okay, COVID-19, that was meant to be introduced in December of, it was introduced in December of 2019, when a lot of people they got a cold or they have bronchitis or whatever. Anyway, Clint, go ahead with your...
Well, I call it anti-science, right? Anti-Christ, anti-this. It is not the study of nature. It is the manipulation of nature,
right,
in order to please whatever man is seeking to do. That's not science anymore. It's the best word I can come up with is anti-science.
Right.
Right? It's going against the purpose of science, which is defined as the study of nature. How does nature work? You don't understand how nature works by genetically altering it to a point where it cannot possibly go by itself. That's not science anymore. And you know, I won't get on a tangent about this, but the fact that we're completely tolerant and apathetic towards this, and when I read these articles on how dangerous these gain of function studies are, hopefully people will. I don't know what to say, Deanna. This needs to be at the forefront of the discussion right now, because they're hiding this. They're not talking about this. Here's what I want you to understand, because here's the most important part. The every study that you see out there talks about the ACE2, the protein that basically allows the coronavirus to attach. So the bat coronavirus can now attach to the human, right? Because it's manipulated. What was the word I used? It's morphed. And that's a man-made thing. So here's what it says. This study actually proves that what is happening right now can only be a man-made thing, because the bat coronavirus, which they're saying this came from, this report, here's what it says. We also demonstrated that the human SARS-CoV-S protein, cannot use bat RPACE2 as a functional receptor. All right, right here, they demonstrated that a human SARS coronavirus cannot use the same receptors as a bat coronavirus. It is impossible in nature for that to happen. Okay? The only way they could do this was to do what this report goes on to say, which is to use HIV receptors or the spikes in order for the bat information to connect to the ACE2 molecule, so that the bat virus can be transferred into the bat information can be then transferred, right? This is like a bad virus on your computer that your computer would otherwise not accept. They say it right there. That is the main, that's the most important sentence, this whole thing, that the human SARS-CoV cannot use the ACE receptors that bats use, okay? It's impossible. Yet, here's what the report says. And it says this, the COVID or the coronavirus spike glycoproteins are responsible for cellular receptor recognition, cell tropism, and host specificity. Our previous results showed that the SL COVIDs identified in bats are similar to SARS-CoV in genome sequence and organization. So again, we're talking about something natural. It was put into a lab and reorganized. The key difference between these two groups of closely related viruses lies in their S protein sequences, specifically the RBM, in which there are two deletions in the bat SLCOVS sequences. In other words, if you imagine a key that fits into a lock, there are deletions of those little things that would trip the lock in order for, so you got the wrong key. I'm a bat virus, and so I can't infect. I can't unlock the cell and transfer my RNA code to reprogram your cell and cause you to basically cause your whole body to go into these, you know, shocks, basically. Bad programming.
Right.
From previous published studies indicating the importance of the structural fit between the receptor ACE2 and the S protein of SARS-CoV variants and the sensitivity of S proteins to point mutations, it is speculated that SLCOVS is unlikely to use ACE2 as a receptor for cell entry unless the bat ACE2 homologue is significantly different from those of other mammals. So how do you accomplish that? Well, this whole study, here's how they did it. Now remember, they're doing this for gain of function. They're gaining knowledge by doing something really freaking evil, which is to allow or to purposefully cause the bat ACE2 to connect with the human. So the male and the female suddenly fit, right? If a dog and a cat have sex, they don't have babies, right? Because there's you can't. It's just not going to happen because they're two different species. Well, these are two different species of viral material that cannot connect. To address the unanswered question, we cloned and expressed the bat ACE2 gene and examined the abilities of ACE2 proteins from human, palm civet, and some other animal to support infection by HIV-based pseudoviruses containing different S protein constructs. And there again, their results indicated that the bat and the human could not connect. And this report is how they were successful in this laboratory setting of doing just that. Now remember, there was one of the first reports that came out, which was withdrawn, retracted, was that they found in China early on in like January or December that the coronavirus had HIV spikes on it. And because that study was not peer reviewed in the correct way, they said, well, we're going to take that away. And I haven't heard anything about it since. Now, let's go back, because now we know that officially this has been done. It is reported on. You can pull the study up yourself. And there are countless studies showing the same thing. Now, let's go back to our Nature magazine, the International Weekly Journal of Science. U.S. suspends in 2014 risky disease research. Government to cease funding of gain-of-function studies that make viruses more dangerous, which is exactly what we just discussed. Now you go down a little bit, and it says outbreaks of influenza have prompted research into strains with pandemic potential. Now, you hear that, and your mind instantly goes, conspiracy, conspiracy. But no, what they're doing is they're doing this in a laboratory-controlled setting. It's perfectly legal. It's perfectly known within their anti-science community that they're doing this, right? This is a known entity, obviously, because they're reporting on it. They're saying they're suspending it. I'm not just talking out of my ass, is what I'm trying to say here. I'm not making this up.
Right.
Okay, the U.S. government surprised many researchers on 17 October when it announced that it will temporarily stop funding new research that makes certain viruses more deadly or transmittable. The White House Office of Science and Technology Policy is also asking researchers who conduct such gain-of-function experiments on influenza, severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, and Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, to stop their work until a risk assessment is completed, leaving many unsure of how to proceed. All right, what did they just tell you here? They stopped the exact research that happened in 2009 that I just read from that study. They stopped it. Why? And they stopped it from influenza, which, you know, that's bird flu. Remember bird flu? Mm-hmm. Severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS. Well, what is remember, the full name of the current COVID-19 disease. COVID is like AIDS. It's a description of the symptoms. The actual disease is called SARS-CoV whatever. Okay, SARS is in the name. Why is that important? Because if you remember from my documentary, SARS was added to the list of diseases that allows the government to shut down everything, to cause a national emergency, and right. to force vaccination.
Right.
Okay, that's in U.S. code. So naturally they're going to say, oh, this is definitely SARS, even though the Chinese government later came out and said, hey, could we not call this SARS? It has nothing to do with SARS. It's something completely different. It's novel, in other words, meaning it's new, and we shouldn't call it SARS. But they had to name it SARS because that's what they put into the law that allows them to declare a national emergency and force vaccinate and do all these things. Take over General Motors and force them to do, you know, that's a part of the Communist Manifesto, to take over all production, right? It's all there. See, once the emergency is declared, then the Communist Manifesto, all the things in it it's already law, but there has to be a war or an emergency, which is a war against the emergency. It's all there. This is the perfect, what do you call it? The perfect tool to put on people to cause all of these bylaws that don't take any effect unless there's war or an emergency declared. And when the war or emergency is declared, as I've said so many times, I've warned people about this for over 10 years, right? You can read about it in Congress. The Constitution is suspended. It's basically martial law. Or what they call the military rule. Military rule is basically peacetime martial law. Martial law happens when the marshals of law are caused or called out in wartime, and a state of emergency is the same thing as a declaration of war. It has the same exact power. All law is suspended, and it's said to be under the law of necessity, and necessity knows no law. That is a maxim of law. Necessity knows no law. At this point, you are under martial law. It's really military rule. As long as you're voluntarily doing all of this, it's military rule, which is why there's military bases in all the states. Right? That's the first. That's the number one.
Right.
That's the number one Libra code. If you have a military base in your state. So in other words, the United States being foreign to the state has a military base in the state. Hey, guess what? That means you're basically under martial law, under the military rule. I'm sorry, but this is what I've been warning people about for all this time. So now we've got this perfect state. I mean, I don't want to say it's staged, and I don't want to say it was a purposeful release, but even if it was an accidental release, what do they say, Deanna? Don't let a good emergency go to waste.
Oh, right, yes. Rahm Emanuel.
Right?
Yes.
So whether this was purposeful or accidental, we know the creation of it is purposeful. This happens all the time in labs across the world. Gain of function experiments. All right? And it says it right here. They're asking researchers who conduct gain of function experiments on influenza and SARS and MERS to stop their work until a risk assessment is completed. I mean, are you starting to put the pieces together here?
Yes, yes.
Do you hear anything from me that is not sourced?
No.
Okay.
That's what I like about your work.
Right, so this is why I want people to... I want you to lose the fear of the unknown, because if we know, or at least we have a... I mean, at this point, I'm 99% sure this is what's happening, and I'll tell you why. In fact, maybe I should mention that right now, just because I think what people are, I mean, I hate to say this. In fact, I'm just going to say this is purely speculative from all the research I've done. I think people are not getting I think the coronavirus is mixed with the HIV rise, I think people are going through seroconversion for HIV. I think the body, because when you get AIDS, it takes 2 to 4 weeks. I'm sorry, when you get HIV, it takes 2 or 4 weeks for the body to go through a process where it realizes that HIV is in the body. It floods the body with T cells or CD4 cells, which are designed to attack and get rid of the HIV virus. But the HIV virus is designed by either nature or man, I don't know, to actually infiltrate the T cells and cause them to become basically hosts for new HIV cells, right? So it connects to the HIV or the CD4 cell, or the T cell connects to the HIV, thinking it's gonna inject something that's gonna kill it, information, right? But then through that receptor, there's a different transcript going through that downloads the DNA or RNA structure. I think it's DNA of the AIDS or the HIV virus, and the HIV then the T cell, like I said, I got so much going through my head. The T cell basically births or becomes or generates new HIV. So the body floods your thinking it's fighting a regular virus, but instead by creating so many T cells at the outset, you're actually, the body's being tricked into basically helping the HIV. And if you look at all the symptoms, and again, I'm speculating here. I the reason I'm saying this like without actually knowing is because I want people to be aware of this, that this is very possibly what we're going through is a aerosolized or a gain of function thing where coronavirus and possibly other viruses and HIV are combined. And I think to me, it sounds like what people are going through is the first stage of seroconversion, and seroconversion simply means the body is producing for the first time, is detectable, producing HIV antibodies, right? That's what seroconversion means. If you look at any vaccine, that's how they judge if the vaccine works, is when you seroconvert, right? Your body creates antibodies. That doesn't mean you're getting immunity. It just means you're creating antibodies. It has nothing to do with lifelong immunity. It's just, I mean, if you were to step on a nail, your body would create antibodies. If you were to get a splinter or some disease, your body would create antibodies. Doesn't mean you're getting immunity the way vaccines work. So, because all the information is not there. I know I'm going all over the place, but I'm really freaked out right now. I'll tell you some of the coincidences. For one thing, these lesions that they're seeing, these febrile things they're seeing in lungs, right? People can have no other symptoms, and yet their lungs are full. Well, that happened with HIV. That's what happens. People who die in the first stage of HIV, they're getting these, you know, same things in their lungs. They're having, and if you think about why are people getting pneumonia? Why are people getting these diseases that would not get if they were actually, if their immune system was strong? Well, right. If your T cells and all the things that would fight are being diminished, therefore your immune system is being compromised, well then, yeah, you're going to get this type of pneumonia. You have nothing to fight it because you've been, again, infected with this, and your body starts that seroconversion process. The same symptoms for seroconversion are for HIV are what you're seeing out there, especially the fact that you've got people that are asymptomatic. Some people don't show signs of HIV for years.
Right.
Yet they can still infect other people.
Exactly. All righty. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony.
All righty, we are back with our guest. Our guest is Clint Richardson. We're talking about HIV. We're talking about receptor cells. We're talking about natural immunity. And while you were talking, I was thinking about dogs and cats don't interbreed, and they don't produce a combination of both. And I was thinking also about but this is not a good thing to think about, of course. But there are groups of people who actually have sex with animals, which, of course, they do not produce offspring. And a thought that...
You know, thank God for that.
Yeah, because apparently it's very popular in some...
Well, Dan, I didn't know you wanted to get all kinky. We could talk about let's talk
I'm
about.
Sorry,
we could talk
you're
about.
You're the one that started it with.
We could talk about clown cat sex, thing. Clown sex, midget sex. Which one do you want to get into? No, yeah. So here's another interesting tidbit. You know, think about this. Okay, what is the most understood thing about the common cold? What do people always say? If I go to a doctor and say, "Doctor, I think I have a cold," What is he going to say?
I just eat chicken soup, take care of yourself. Just take it easy.
In other words, it'll go away.
Think
about this. How dangerous is this? There is no cure for the common cold.
Right.
How many times have you heard that? There is no cure for the common frickin' cold. Why would you then take the virus that causes the common cold and make it pandemic, which is what they do in a laboratory setting? There is no cure for the common cold. And am I making that clear, Deanna?
Right. Yes.
Okay. I think that's the most relevant part of this. So let's go on here with this report.
They shouldn't even give you any kind of antibiotic or anything because it isn't relevant. It's not a bacterial infection. It's just something that happens.
And that's something you might also say about, you know, this documentary I'm making shows that doctors are the cause of almost all disease.
Right.
Mostly because they are the ones that prescribe drugs that cause disease. Right. So, you know, the one study came out not that long ago. It showed doctors cause 1/3 of all deaths, iatrogenic medicine. But that is actually didn't include the cancers and the COPD and all those things that they're causing, but through all these drugs that they prescribe, they're actually the number one. They're the number one cause of bankruptcy. And guess what? Doctors don't cure anything. This is the trick.
They're not even supposed to say cure.
No.
They treat. They don't cure. They treat.
Right. So think about what is the only thing that gives them any kind of credit for doing anything about disease whatsoever. It's either surgery, right? Where you go in and you basically kill the, you get it, right?
Cut, poison, or burn.
Right. Well, but what else? What's the one thing that they can say, oh, well, I can cure a disease? And that is antibiotics.
Right.
That's the one thing that gives them any credit whatsoever. That's the amazing part about it. And that's only because they're the only ones that have the power of what's called prescription. If you look up prescription, it is the highest power that government has. If you have the power of prescription, you are essentially God. Prescription is a term that refers to land. If you're prescribed land, you're given you have the highest power when you are a prescriber of something, right? So the fact that these guys have that power of prescription and yet they're the cause of almost all disease and death in the country, right, in the world, there's something extremely wrong. And I, you know, this is a big part of my documentary that I'm covering, that the faith we have in the medical institutions is so unwarranted. It's amazing. So we're basically saying, hey, you who created this problem, why don't you come up with a solution? Right? Why don't you? Not a cure, because you can't cure the common cold. You can't cure anything.
Right. They treat it. They don't cure anything.
Right.
They treat
the symptoms. You're not going to get anywhere by treating symptoms. It's not going to do anything. So critics of such work, meaning gain-of-function experiments, argue that it is unnecessarily dangerous and risks accidentally releasing viruses with pandemic potential. This is not Clint Richardson. This is not my opinion. This is the opinion of governments who are ceasing and shutting down these experiments out of Nature magazine.
Right. Okay, we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Me Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Reaching for a dream of peace.
And our guest is Clint Richardson, and we are talking about some very important things. We're talking about allopathic medicine that's not cure anything. They're not allowed to even say the word cure. They have a substandard of care. They have the power to write prescriptions. They have a license that was given to them by the American Medical Association, their labor union, which was created in Chicago quite some time ago. Anyway, we're back with Clint.
And probably the worst thing that nobody really considers is that they're insured for malpractice. Do you know what mal actually means? When you say practice and then you put mal in front of it, it means evil. It means bad. So they're actually insured for all the wrong that they do. Oh, it's okay. We have insurance. We'll pay you in money, even though we've maimed you or killed your child or your parent, right? The whole thing is ridiculous, right? And how can you possibly put a price on harming people? It's ridiculous. The other thing is they take no oath. The whole oath, there is no oath. It's a lie.
Right.
And you know why? This is not to put down the men or women that are doing this. It's just to say that at any oath, if you look up the word oath, an oath is to God and God only. And In other words, it's a moral thing. You have to believe. You have to actually be the one that stops doing bad things because you took an oath to God to do no harm. But there is no – do no harm is even part of the oath. That's a fallacy.
Right.
So if you're taking an oath, you're doing it to God. This is why in the Bible it says take no false oaths. So the only power that an oath actually has is the man's will and desire to keep that oath that he made to his God. That is it. That's all. That's all you got. And that's why things are so bad. Because I mean, do you see the Bible anywhere in doctor's offices? No. Do you see? No. You don't see it. There's no moral. And as we discussed, we're not talking about. This is anti-medical. This is anti-science. This is anti-health that we're talking about. This is far beyond. And I show this in the documentary. Wait till you see it. Remember the whole thing I did on my blog with the doctors promoting cigarettes and alcohol?
Oh, yes, that was fun.
Well, I took all those pictures and I set it to a little song and just to do a little – give you a sense of that everything bad that's ever been said to be good and is actually bad was promoted and advertised by doctors. And it's very important to remember one thing. That every drug that has been bad, caused illness or death, right, was first approved to be safe and effective by the FDA.
Right.
Every single bad thing that's ever come out as far as drugs from pharmaceutical companies, which are just chemicals, right, they've all been approved as safe and effective by the FDA. And who's handling the current who's handling our food ingredients? Who's handling the whole thing is a big, giant fraud. And I realize that your listeners know that in at least a general way. But I'm telling you, by the time I get finished with them, there's nothing they can say. There's nothing to defend what I've put in this documentary. But we'll go on because I really want you to hear the full impact of this because this should. If this doesn't activate people to do something about this, I don't know what will. Critics of such work that is gain of function, am I gonna get interrupted before I start reading this?
No, go ahead.
All right. Critics of such work argue that it is unnecessarily dangerous and risks accidentally releasing viruses with pandemic potential. Sound familiar? Such as, and here's the example. An engineered H5N1 influenza virus that easily spreads between ferrets breathing the same air. In 2012, such concerns prompted a global group of flu researchers to halt gain-of-function experiments. The debate reignited in July after a series of lab accidents involving mishandled pathogens at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. The White House's abrupt move seems to be a response to renewed lobbying by gain-of-function critics. Well, yeah. So here's where it gets really screwed up, man. Gotta get there. The researchers somehow are confused. Viruses are always mutating, of course, in nature. And the question is how much mutation deliberately created by scientists might be reasonably anticipated to make a virus more dangerous. The point at which the White House states research must stop. The government says that this point will be determined for individual grants in discussions between funding officers and researchers. Now here, listen to this. One of the most prominent laboratories conducting gain-of-function studies is run by Yoshihiro Kawaka, a flu researcher at the University of Wisconsin, Madison. In 2012, Kawaka published a controversial paper reporting airborne transmission of engineered H5N1 flu between ferrets. He has since created an H1N1 flu virus using genes similar to those from the 18 pandemic strain to show how such a dangerous flu could emerge. The engineered H1N1 was transmissible in mammals and much more harmful than the natural strain. Now, let's just, I mean, this is like, hey, a child saying, what would happen if I picked the wings off this fly? What would happen if I held a magnifying glass up to the sun and then focused that beam on a bunch of ants, right? This is the most insane shit I've ever seen. I had no idea that it was this prevalent, that they're taking every possible disease you've actually heard of and saying, well, God, I wonder what would happen if we made it pandemic.
Right.
But we'll control it in the lab, even though, and you know, we'll get into more of these. I'm like tripping out here that this is so messed up. He says, Kalaka says that he plans to comply with the White House directive to halt current research, etc. Let me go to this one. All right. Nature magazine. Now this is 2013 in December, so this is like 6-7 months before that article that I just read. All right, scientists call for urgent talks on a mutant flu research in Europe, and the tagline says benefits and risks of gain of function work must be evaluated. They say now. What are they saying? Benefits and risks of purposeful mutation of natural things must be evaluated. Because that's what gain of function. That's what gain of function means, right?
Yes. Wow.
Now, here's the tag. Here's the picture, biohazard. And it says some scientists are concerned that gain of function research could result in the accidental release of a mutant pathogen. Now, I'm here to tell you, Deanna and listeners, this is so much more prevalent. This is happening all around the world, and it's very much happening in Wuhan, which is exactly where they did the research, the gain of function, the mutations of the COVID coronavirus, the SARS coronavirus, and the HIV. Receptors. Okay, that's where the report says the research was done. Wuhan, China. Is that a coincidence? I would say that it's more of a conspiracy theory to say that it's a coincidence than not a coincidence, right?
Right.
So a group of over 50 researchers in Europe has called to put a hold on scientific research that involves engineering microbes to make them more deadly. I mean, what else do I have to say here, right? It says gain-of-function research into highly pathogenic microbes with pandemic potential has global implications for public health, says Ian Lipkin, an infectious disease researcher at Columbia University in New York. We are not seeking to shut down all gain-of-function research, but asking that stakeholders meet to establish guidelines for doing it. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Stakeholders who stand to profit from the research should get together and decide whether it's good or not. See, this has gone so far into the state of anti-science, of chaos.
Right.
Right? That there is, I mean, I don't know what to say here. If you people out there that are listening, if you ever think that these people who are allowing this type of research, which includes Anthony Fauci, you think they don't know this? If you think these people are going to protect you or save you when they're allowing this, knowingly allowing this to happen when they know that, you know, I mean, how many times do you hear of some biological weapon being released? Here's another example, July 2014. NIH, National Institutes of Health, where Fauci is the head of, finds forgotten smallpox store. Remember that?
Right.
A 60-year-old ampule contains smallpox DNA, and it is unclear whether the virus is viable. I mean...
Wow.
Right? You look at these, and you're like, what the hell is going on? 2014, July. Safety lapses in U.S. government labs spark debate. Head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention pledges comprehensive sweeping change after incidents involving influenza and, anthrax. Remember anthrax?
Yes.
Well, all of this, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has revealed several recent safety lapses in its facilities that conduct research on deadly pathogens. I mean, we could go on and on and on. This is just, you know, here's another one. This is January of 2013. This was after they initially suspended this type of work. Headline, work resumes on lethal flu strains. Study of lab-made viruses is a public health responsibility. A moratorium on research that modifies the potential virulence of avian influenza virus has now been lifted. So they said, okay, we're going to stop you from creating virulent strains, pandemic strains, very harmful, destructive strains of avian influenza. In other words, making them infectious to humans where they wouldn't be in nature. But this is saying that that moratorium has now been lifted in 2013, which leads to the 2014 moratorium that we just read.
Right. And I know someone that was in the area where they introduced, or they said that the bird flu really widespread. There was nothing there. Nobody was ill. It was just something that they announced to scare everyone, because the person was there and he said, nobody was sick here. What are they saying? And that was under
gain-of-function research is specifically, as I hear it says it right here, to discuss gain-of-function research that intended to increase the transmittability, host strains, or virulence in H5N1 viruses. Right, so I mean, what is the purpose of these? To make, you know, what are we dealing with right now? Why is the common cold virus that causes the common cold suddenly deadly? Well, why did we have SARS? Why did we have MERS? Do you think those were natural mutations? When I'm reading to you that they're in the laboratories creating SARS,
right?
I'm sorry, I'm getting a little emotional here, but how can we sit on our asses and let this happen and let these people who are creating the thing be the ones responsible for, you know, when we know there's no cure for the common cold?
Right.
But my main concern right now, Deanna, is that what we're dealing with, either accidental or purposeful, seems to be HIV, related in some way to HIV. Now, whether HIV has been aerosolized or combined with something else to make it more virulent, which would not be at all unreasonable, because that's what they do in a lab to study it, right? It actually makes a really evil, you know, mad scientist kind of logic to do that. That has gotten out of the lab either purposeful or I'm not floating any theories in that direction, but Here's another, like, all these anecdotal things I'm starting to see, and then I'm going to read you some something else that's going to trip you out. Okay, guess what? People are reporting, and they're starting to say now, that one way you can tell if you have either the flu, and remember, influenza is a completely different virus, has nothing to do with this, whether you have the flu or the common cold or the coronavirus, whatever the current, you know, COVID-19, one way you can tell is that people are reporting that they're losing smell and taste sensation.
Well,
guess what? That is what 64% of HIV patients report when they seroconvert. Right. They lose taste and smell. Now, do you think that's a coincidence? No one that gets the common cold reports that, right? And that's one of the reasons why people are you know, you get into wasting disease and all that, because you've lost your imagine trying to eat without tasting the food or enjoying the food. That's one of the problems with the HIV virus and the AIDS is, you know, you start wasting away because you're not hungry. You are hungry, but you have no taste. You have no smell. A lot of people report that. Some people don't even realize it's happened. So, you know, all these little anecdotal things that have just happened to be the symptoms of HIV infection or seroconversion. You know, how can I not tell this to people?
Right. Right. Okay, we will be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Back with Clint Richardson, and we're talking about some of the a common cold and some of the things that you can do, and people losing their appetites and whatever. When you have a cold, when I have a cold, I sometimes lose my appetite and I just want to drink a lot of fluids, which is what people should be doing, drinking a lot of fluids, making sure that they're properly hydrated. And so that is how you treat a common cold. And that's what we've always done. But go ahead, and we're talking about, you have another thing that you wanted to talk about.
Well, I just want to, this solidifies the whole thing right here. Same journal, International Weekly Journal of Science called Nature. And this is in 12 November 2015. Okay. Now, what's so funny about this is there is an active campaign right now to cease people like me from talking about this. Here's the editor's note that they added to this on March 2020. We are aware that this story is being used as the basis for unverified theories that the novel coronavirus causing COVID-19 was engineered. There is no evidence that this is true. Scientists believe that an animal is the most likely source of the coronavirus. All right, so that's their disclaimer. That's their editor's note. Right, so naturally that means you shouldn't listen to anything I've done because, you know, I'm just a conspiracy theorist, right?
Right.
Even though okay, so what's the name of the article that they put that on? Here it is, November 2015, engineered bat virus stirs debate over risky research. Lab-made coronavirus. Lab-made coronavirus related to SARS can infect human cells.
From 2015. Wow.
From 2015. I mean, okay, now... What do you do with that? And then the next thing it says, editor's note, we're aware that this story is being used for unverified theories that this was engineered. But the title is Engineered Bat Virus Stirs Debate Over Risky Research. Lab-made coronavirus related to SARS can infect human cells.
Right.
But you're saying this without verifying that it was engineered.
Well, the government relies on people remaining ignorant and getting all of their news from national TV or from the FDA, which does absolutely no research. They've been around for a long time. They are protecting the corporations, and including the medical corporations. So it's amazing. The ignorance of people is amazing, and that was from 2015. Wow.
In an article published in Nature Medicine on the 9th of November of 2015. Oh, there's the music again.
Wow. Okay, we're at the top of the hour. Oh, I can't believe it. We're at the top of the hour. Okay, we'll be right back after a short little break.
Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202 657-5715 or contact RVN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.